Trappist monk Thomas Merton accurately stated, "Art enables us to find ourselves and lose ourselves at the same time. When humans express themselves creatively, insight into existence is not reserved for audience and spectators alone. Our own personal art has the ability to teach us after the work is done, giving us a better understanding of our own perceptions." Poet Margie Kugler shares her collection of prose in the book, The Gift Within. Jennifer Morris talks to Margie about her creative process and how dealing with a terminal disease can give birth to a voice she didn't know was there.
This is a book of poems that you've written that show the evolution of your life, your struggle with an autoimmune disorder, and your journey towards surrender, enlightenment, and spiritual awareness. Have you always written poetry, or did you begin to write around the time of your diagnosis?
Well, I haven't always written poetry, no. It actually came as a surprise. About 2 years ago, my journal suddenly turned into poetry. The words, they rhymed, which doesn't matter, but as I wrote down my words, I looked back upon them and it was in poetry form. And I thought, oh my goodness, how did I do that? So I questioned myself and I thought, let's see if I can do it again. And well and behold, the next one I wrote was exactly the same. And so I just went with it. And so it pretty much came as something which I call channeling. It just came through and I didn't stop to question. I just write as I get the feeling and I don't even think about what I'm writing.
A lot of what you write about is your autoimmune disorder and, like I said before, your surrender to it, your enlightenment and what you've learned throughout your life. When were you diagnosed and what autoimmune disorder do you have?
I was actually diagnosed 13 years ago. It was 2001. And at that stage, it was diagnosed as Kress syndrome, which is an autoimmune disorder. The body is basically attacking itself and attacking the collagen in the cells, overproducing collagen, causing fibrosis amongst all the tissues. And over the years, it's accelerated, unfortunately, it's degenerative, and it's accelerated to a form of systemic sclerosis. And of course, stress is the big issue, so I've had to change my whole lifestyle. I've had to do a whole revamp of how I live my daily life.
You seem to have a great attitude, though, and it shows in your poetry. Is that partly because of the writing? Are you able to express your frustrations, your feelings through writing?
Oh, that's so true, Jennifer. You know, I'm such a great communicator, you know, if I may say so myself.
Go ahead.
I love talking to people, and I say things as they are, and I say it as it is. And not only am I straightforward with people, but I'm straightforward with myself. And whatever I think and feel, I put it down, I write it down, I acknowledge it, and then I let it go.
When you're having a bad day, do you ever go back and reread what you've written?
Oh my goodness, I certainly do. You know, I've got goosebumps just thinking about it. No one's perfect, and we all have things happening in our lives, which makes you question what we're here for. But when I go back to my poems, it sort of grounds me, and it puts me back into reality that, you know, we do have intuition and have the answers within us. And when I reflect back on my poem, I actually help myself, and I think, oh my goodness, if I can help myself, well, I can help other people.
Well, as you just said, you have poems about your specific experiences, but you also have numerous poems dedicated to different people in your life and even for specific days, such as Christmas. In your creative process, do you write these poems ever through reflection, or is it always automatic writing, channeling?
I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but, you know, I can say it is automatic channeling because to this day, I'm just in awe. How can I just do that? I don't even cross things out. I just think of a word or think of something passionate and I just start writing. And I don't lift my pen off the paper until I finish the poem. And then I read the poem and I think, I love it. And I say thank you to heaven. And I do that every time. And I can say I've probably written about 500 poems. And I can say that they're very, very limited as far as editing goes. I feel, as I've called the book, The Gift Within, my gift is this gift of writing my poetry so easily and without a second thought.
Well, we would be honored today if you would read one or two of your pieces with us.
I would love to do that.
That would be fantastic.
I do have a couple of favorites. My first one actually is right in the start of the book. It's called A Positive Beginning, Triumph Over Illness. Overcoming your fear of disease, this is a state of triumph. It then no longer controls you, defines you, limits you. It is therefore only by chance a temporary state of imbalance. Work through ease from within. Listen to your body. Acknowledge, accept, then slowly but consistently restore healing. This is truly imminent. Look within. I am well. The very state I'm in, it's perfect, just perfect. I am learning constantly. The synchronicity of life is unveiled to me by thoughts, impromptu decisions, and reasons to all my difficulties. I indeed have much to offer. I discover for me, for you all, that like myself, we are searching for the healing answers. Be still, they are shown. With every step you take, just look within.
Fantastic, Margie. You know, I think that that poem, though, even though I know it's about your experience, that could apply to anybody.
It can, and that's why I love it so much, because it can touch anyone who needs to hear that. I hope it helps them and gives them that little spark of hope that if I can do it, you can do it.
Mm-hmm. And your poetry definitely has a note of the affirmations and the dedications. And I love that. That's why I feel like they're so empowering.
Thank you so much, yeah.
Did you have another one?
Now, this is specifically, I've written for people like myself, scleroderma patients.
Okay.
It's called Magnetic Force of Healing. Imagine a point of light deep inside. As you focus on it, it reacts, gets larger and larger, moving throughout the tiniest of molecules to heal, miraculously healing. The mind stops, watches, does not stir. If we are indeed all energy, then why can we not use our own magnetic force of healing, the way our bodies were supposed to do, with positive power within? I am using this special time, and for all of you, to resonate fully as a healthy being. As I write, I continue to heal. As I write, I strengthen my entire healing.
Now, you describe your chi like a steady stream of clear, clean energy healing and cleaning your cells. Is that sort of what you mean with that poem? I mean, is it mental, or do you practice things that make you feel so healthy inside?
I'm very much for visualization, you know, and when you first visualize something, then it comes into reality. If I visualize myself, you know, everything's been cleaned and everything is just moving lovely to get rid of all the toxins, well then, if I can visualize it, I do believe that I can make it happen. So far, so good. I think I've done quite well. I'm still being able to function normally on a daily basis. I do believe that I will overcome this. I feel I have a calling to help other people.
Margie, if there's one message that you hope people will take away from reading your book and your poetry, what would it be?
One thing comes to mind, which I wrote down actually the other day, and that is to focus on your strengths. All too many of us focus on our fears and our weaknesses and our challenges. That becomes the main focus. But if you redirect that focus to your strengths, the feeling that you get from honouring yourself is the best feeling in the world. If you start with loving yourself, everything else falls into place.